B-Pod Studios.
All 30 teams would go to Arizona to play games in front of no fans in the Phoenix area. As many as 10 spring training facilities at Chase Field, the home of the Diamondbacks, would be used. The CDC and National Institute of Health have been supportive of the plan in which the players and team personnel would adhere to strict isolation. This would not happen, though, without a rapid coronavirus test that would be available nationwide. That's something that, according to the story, could happen by May. In NBA news, Commissioner Adam Silver said last night that he won't make any decisions about the current season until next month at the earliest. And Hockey Night in Canada reports the NHL is looking at conducting playoff games at neutral sites without any fans if and when their season starts again. Among the possibilities, Grand Forks, North Dakota, and Manchester, New Hampshire. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by AdCare. 1-800-ALCOHOL. Addiction treatment is essential, and AdCare is here for patients in this difficult time. AdCare is taking every precaution during the COVID-19 outbreak. Go to AdCare.com or call 1-800-ALCOHOL. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 9:30.
Have a smart speaker.
Oh, yes, why?
Listening is just a command away.
Remember, I'm the boss, and I give all the orders.
Just say, play 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Don't do that.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No man is more important than a team. Team.
The New England Patriots.
Team. Team. We gotta enjoy the journey. We gotta enjoy the process. We gotta enjoy the grind. Each and every day.
It's really just about the relationships, you know. It's about, you know, the people that I play for, the people that I play with. I think I came into a great situation here. I think there's been a great coach, a great owner, and great teammates. How do you find balance? It's to live in the present.
The Sports Hub, we're Dutcher and Rich. Got an email from May Francois saying that you sound like a clown. Cut it out, your fraud, because you would never do that to his face, clowns, about my Ray Lewis impression. Which, why, Rich, is that BS?
Because you would do that to his face, and he wouldn't get it.
Right, and I've done it. I've done Slater's impression to Slater's face, right in front of him, and Merriweather. And if you want to talk about someone who's a frightening human being, get angry, it's Merriweather. And I've done Merriweather to him on several occasions.
That's
and
true.
And become friends with them. If you think I'm chicken ass to do an impression in front of someone, there's no record of that.
Can I just go through this guy's thought process? So, okay, this is almost like the Johnny Gomes. If you point at someone in a grocery store, what are you going to do? You're going to walk away or do something about it. So in this man's mind, he thinks, Fred, that you would look at Ray Lewis and you would do his impression. And Ray Lewis at that point, somebody who already has somewhat of a checkered past that he's trying to run from, would take your arm, twist it, snap it into a twig, throw you onto the ground, and start stomping your head into the curb. Is that what he's imagining? Do that to his face. He'll kick your ass. He'll beat you up.
I've done it, my impression, to everyone's face. I do them.
But this is... But
what's Ray Lewis going to do? Right. Like, he's going to beat me up?
Right. His worst reality is that he's going to take you and just start mangling you.
That's the ideal situation. Beat me up. I'll never work again. I'll take it for every dollar you have.
Say that to his face. Well, okay, then I'm a millionaire.
I have. And I've done it. I've done my impression of Slater in the Brighton lobby of the radio station. So don't give me that. I'm not afraid to do the if I do impression of someone, I'm doing it in front of them.
It's not even like a tough guy thing. It's that most of these people get a kick out of it.
No,
like
it's
most
not,
of these people.
Rich, is it? What do you think? I can beat up Ray Lewis? No, right. It's not a tough guy thing. It's that if I impersonate someone, what am I going to do? I'll do it in front of them. I mean, Merriweather thought it was the greatest thing in the world. I mean, give me
why
a break.
Why are you clowning?
He's like, why y'all clowning?
Anyways, which one of you is going to do that? Which one of you does that impression of me? And I was like, it's me. There you go. A-hole. Do it in front of him. No.
I just love his vision that he thinks this guy would just all of a sudden he would stab you in the chest. Good. I mean, he might.
I wish that my family, well, the kids' college is paid for.
That's right.
All right. Will Brinson is a senior NFL writer for CBS. You know what? If he doesn't want me to do it to his face, stop being so dumb. Ray Lewis, stop being such a dumb person.
5:15:75.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
During a pandemic, he's concerned about my Ray Lewis impression.
That's why I don't get into word. And
Will Brinson is a senior.
That's
NFL
why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
CBSSports.com.
So it's like to hear Fred talk to Yager in his impression. Yager probably like, all right.
Oh, Yager.
How do what, do you read
it.
My mind?
Yager would love it. Yeah. So what? Yeah, the puff nuts. Will Brinson is the senior NFL writer for CBSSports.com. He also hosts the Daily Pick 6 podcast. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Brinson, hello.
Momentum is real.
You do a mean Derek Carr impression. That's what pissed him off, right?
Yeah. What's the line? Like, how far up do you go on, like, celebrities and athletes you would be willing to get beat up by to get rich for life? Because, like, I don't think I would do my – like, I saw some idiot, like, a few weeks ago or something, posted something on Twitter that was like, would you fight Mike Tyson with no gloves for 15 minutes for $2,500? I'm like, what?
A 15-minute fight? No. Wait, hang on a second. In what world – does he think a bare knuckle fight goes 15 minutes?
Mike Tyson, 15 seconds.
Mike Tyson's
fight in his prime didn't go. Yeah, Mike Tyson and me would last. I mean, just when does he connect the first time? Is it the first throw? Is it the first swing? Will, the second swing? And then it's over after that.
Mike Tyson could fight Mike Tyson bare knuckle, and it wouldn't go more than a minute.
No.
I mean, bare knuckle fights. People watch too many movies. Bar fights, I think the thing is, bar fights last an average of like 30 seconds. I mean,
there's a reason they wear gloves.
Yes, exactly. If you bare knuckle punch me in the right place, I'm out. Yeah. Or if you hit me in the nose, then my eyes start watering, and then you can do whatever the hell you want to me. All right. Let's get down to business. All right, so Ben Volen has said, covers the Patriots.
I've been on the phone for 6 minutes, for the record, so let's get down to business.
Okay. Yes. All right, so Ben Volen is repeating something that he heard, that Miami is not different, is not interested maybe in Tua, that they're interested in, is it Herbert from Oregon?
Yes.
Is it, yeah, Herbert from Oregon. And that they would then have an opportunity to trade up for Tua.
The Patriots would have a chance to trade up.
Yeah, sorry. The Patriots would have a chance to trade up for Tua without, you know, spending the farm on him.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
So what do you think of Tua? He's very small. Rich has seen him in person. He's very small.
You saw him, Will, at Super Bowl week.
Yeah, the Super Bowl. Yeah, he sat on our set for 30 minutes. So we did a mock draft show on CBS Sports HQ where we did the whole first round yesterday, and presuming we're still up and running and everything, next Monday we'll do I'm sure we'll do another one from 12 to 2, so you can check that out. Pete Prisco actually had the Dolphins and took Jordan Love at 5, and we killed him for it. He's swearing up and down.
Utah
he's
State.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who had a really good 2018, and then last year, like 20 touchdowns, 17 picks. Had a new coaching staff, all that. But Frisco swore up and down on the show, and then to me after, when we were making fun of him for the pick, that he thinks Miami would take Jordan Love before they took, or they not that they would. I don't know if they'd take him before they took Tua, but like they're too worried about the injury history. They really like Jordan Love. So part of me wonders, and like Ben Volen's my boy. So, I'm not Prisco too. I'm just wondering, like, is Miami sending out a bunch of smoke screens to try and minimize what they had to pay to get up to number two, because that would be a smart pre-draft move if you're the Dolphins, to let people know you're interested in Herbert and Love, to try and minimize what it would cost to get up to number two. On the other hand, I think there are I like Tua. I mean, I think his body of work is very good, but he has a hip injury that's going to be tough to diagnose because you're not going to get your doctors on him before the draft. And he has a bit of an elongated delivery, too. You know, like he does tend – it's not a full Jameis Winston thing, but it's, you know, it is a little bit elongated. He's smaller. I mean, he's just like, you know, like you're right. I saw him in the Super Bowl, and you're like, that's Tua? Like, I thought Tua would be, you know, like a quarterback, not like me. Like,
yeah,
he looks
right.
I was like, he's just not taller than I am. What the hell is going on here? Prisco bitches about the quote fire in his belly, thinks he doesn't have the manness to go out and be an alpha male dude or whatever the quarterback needs to be. There's a bunch of red flags about him. Okay. I don't know. To me, I mean, so yeah, like the Patriots could in theory make a move up to get him. I'll tell you this: if Bill Belichick somehow manages to get to a Tagovailoa in this draft, then the NFL is just rigged.
All right. Well, that's right. Well, how realistic is it that they wouldn't be able to get medicals on Tua in the NFL? Like that? How realistic is that? Because I'm assuming that billionaires get things done. Do you really believe that they wouldn't be able to get medicals on him?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little weird. So, I mean, like, you know, it's like we don't have enough tests. Like, you know, there've been like 400 people tested in North Carolina, but the entire Utah Jazz team has been tested for Corona. It's like, huh, that's weird. But yeah, I mean, I think in this particular case, what you would have is the problem is that the NFL has said no team doctors. In order to get a physical, you have to have a third party handle it, and so they would have to be willing to take the word of a neutral third-party doctor that Tua picked and that the NFL teams agreed to in order to get the medicals done.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do.
But the problem is most of these doctors, like, normally you'd love to be the doctor who's, like, doing Tua's physical and you're trotting out. It's like, we brought the world's most renowned hip surgeon in to check out Tua's hip, and he's going to do it. But now you're just an a-hole if you're spending your time checking out a football player's hip instead of solving the pandemic that's going on around the world. So, like,
I don't believe that the teams won't have a chance to get medicals on him. I don't believe it. They might not say they do. But knowing what you know about the NFL and how important, you know, listen, if there's some kid, like I've said, from Middle Tennessee State that might be a seventh-round pick, they're not going to do it. But if you're going to spend a first-round pick on a quarterback, you're going to tell me that these teams aren't going to get medicals on them, that they're not going to find a way to do this on their own? Do you really believe that? Because I don't.
I believe that they'll do everything in their power to get as much medical information as they can, but I don't think they're going to get – you're not going to get an April 15th, you know, medical checkup on Tua. Like, you're just not going – it's just not going to happen because, I mean, there's too much else going. Like, if you couldn't get – I mean, maybe there are other ways to get information, but you're just not going to get a fresh set of medicals on him. They're like – they cease the medical rechecks, et cetera, et cetera. And I think I don't know if you're Tua, if it benefits you. Like, if Tua is completely healthy, then it's great. It benefits you to do the medical, to try and help out the teams.
Right.
But, like, if you're worried at all, like, maybe you're like, sorry, this corona thing, I really can't travel and see a doctor, but you just take my word for it, I feel great.
All right, Erwill, so this is going to be a completely virtual draft, as they've been saying, because we're in the future now. Everyone's going to be at home. No one's allowed to be together. Whose bookshelf are you most excited to see during the virtual draft? Which coach or GM is going to have the coolest bookshelf?
You know, I think we're going to do for today or for tomorrow's podcast, I think we're going to rank all the NFL teams by hackability. So, like, Dave Gettleman, the number one most hackable, like, GM, and the Giants are the most hackable team. Like, Belichick, 32nd. You know, nobody's cracking Belichick. Belichick
Mark Davis is just going to have mushrooms and mashed potatoes behind him.
Password, Chang's.
Mark Davis.
Have you done Zoom? Have you guys done Zoom yet?
Where you can, yeah, like, yeah.
But you can, like, create your own background. It's like Mark Davis is, like, pops up on the screen. He's, like, in a virtual Hooters.
Check it out. Look at all these boobies.
I think if we, like, think of GMs, God, who would be the most intriguing backdrop? That's a very good question. I mean, Belichick has to go with, like, a wood, all, you know, wood panel, like.
It's gonna be all army stuff and, like.
No, he's got the Jovi, like, he's got the Jovi book. He did that video. Oh, in his
he
jeans.
Did. Yes, you're right.
He had the Jovi book in there.
He actually had a big Bon Jovi book that Rich, you said that he actually turned to put it in a place of prominence
right.
in the background,
so you could see it. Right, and the best thing is he did that from his living room. So he wanted, like, anyone who came home, like, he displayed it right next to, like, his finest things that he wanted the world to see. This signed Bon, I'm assuming it's signed. This Bon Jovi book that he had right there. His mantle. So you're going to get all sorts of goods. Andy Reid, you know, probably barbecue sauce. You know,
or like a big cookbook if you're Andy Reid. Andy Reid would be fascinating because he's going to be, I wonder, like, I mean, is that really how this is going to happen? Like, they're just going to bop around the league to different GMs? I mean, what's the over under on kids and grandkids who bust in on these videos? Like, or there's somebody out there who's, like, you know, whether it's recreational, prescribed, or whatever it is, some sort of medication or pharmaceutical that is right. going to get left on a table. Like, I mean, yep. something's going to happen. Like,
Reed's just doing lines.
What's this weird hot dog?
He's like, wait, it's not our pick. He's got all this powder in his mustache. Wait a second. It's not our pick.
Daddy's going to stay awake for this. Come on.
Don't worry. It's a donut.
Yeah. Like, that's right. I just ate the powdered donut.
They keep cutting to Pete Carroll and he's shirtless. They're like, Pete, what are you doing? Put on a shirt.
Well, if you're 70 and you look like Pete, you're taking off your shirt. There's no question about it.
I wouldn't have a shirt on. I mean, he's the king of the Silver Foxes.
Okay, but then again, I'm going to ask you, do you really believe that these guys are going to be alone at home?
No, I think John Breach told me, and I mean, I have to. I could do my research and Google it, but that the Saints actually have planned to go to a Benson-owned brewery, yeah. Right?
That is not happening now. You saw the big scolding letter that Goodell put out yesterday. Matter of fact, I'm trying to find the exact wording of it, but it was he did not try to mix words in this. I believe it was – oh, yeah. All GMs and head coaches will have to draft from their respective homes. Is what it says. Fully virtual.
Mm. See, I was under the impression that they were just shutting down team facilities, so in theory you could gather somewhere else. I mean,
personnel have been instructed to not gather at the same location and instead communicate through the phone and the internet.
But, Will, there's no way that happens. I mean, right. that's the league trying to look good. Again, I don't believe any of this.
What the smart team should do is, like, you go and gather, like, Belichick brings four people to his house, right?
Right.
And then he sets up four different cameras with four different rooms. And every time they have to talk to the NFL, you go and, like, pop on a different camera and act like you're all in different places.
That's
and then you just
point.
Walk back into the kitchen and start drafting again. Like,
yeah, you just hide Ernie in the closet. He just peeks out.
Yeah. Right. Well, Ernie's already in the Adams. Closet. He's got two eye holes that come out.
I mean, like, it's a huge disadvantage, though, obvious things are obvious, but, like, the Browns, who have a first-year head coach and a first-year GM, neither of whom have done this before, have been, like, you know, executing it. They have an owner who is, dare I say, hands-on. Like, imagine trying to trade with the Browns, and Andrew Berry's, like, digging through his, like, phone, trying to find the number. He's, like flailing around trying to check a trade chart. Jimmy Haslam's yelling about, like, a homeless guy who just visited him in a dream, and we need to draft a quarterback. And, like, you know, Kevin Stefanski's like, well, the analytics say. I mean, like, all this is happening while you're on the clock and you just can't get anything done. And meanwhile, Belichick just has full autonomy to do whatever he wants. Like, the teams who have continuity and autonomy in these draft rooms are going to be at a massive advantage because they don't have to check with, like, three or four things. Wow.
I just like the idea that the NFL is pretending that they're not going to have full staffs If you have to be at your house, you have to be at your house. They're going to have a full staff of people there. I mean, it's ludicrous. Just like Tua, he's going to get medicals and they're going to do it. It's ludicrous to think that that's not going to happen. I like they're going to go, oh yeah, okay, we'll just do it from here. This isn't the most important thing in our lives. This isn't a $1 billion business. This right. isn't something that could save my job or that I make a living at. Yeah, you guys stay away. Yeah, we won't talk.
The other thing I was surprised about with all this stuff, too, is that, like, there's a bunch of GMs who are like, we can't do it like this. It's like, yo, look, if you are remotely close to being on the hot seat, you should be saying, we need to go right now, do this draft right now. Because right. you have a full board. Like, you can't get fired over the corona draft. You're like, what are you right. want me to do? We're right. socially distanced. Like, we're right.
Well, you could, yeah, because what do you want me to do in the fourth and fifth round when I can't get medicals on a guy? And you're right. And I couldn't, go. He didn't have a pro day or something like that. You're absolutely right.
I mean, like you're gonna flip it around and pin it on the situation. You're not gonna get fired ever. Just use it as an excuse. Always look for an excuse.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Well, Will Brinson, thank you for joining us, sir, and stay safe as we all do, and enjoy the stock market surging. So. Oh yeah, that's right, Ben.
I've been locked out of my house by my wife and child now.
All right. There you go. It's been happening to me too. All right.
See you guys.
All right, man. Thank you for joining us. I the NFL, it's cute. It's cute that they're saying that they're going to do it virtually. I think
I just see Ernie Adams hiding behind the house plant next to Bill Belichick. Peeking out through whispering in his ear. And then going back behind the plant.
I just think it's so funny that the NFL is like, oh yeah, they're going to all do it from home. Okay, yeah. They're not going to find a way around it. You know, they're gonna...
And then, of course, Mark Davis and the virtual Hooters.
That was actually a good line.
That was the best line of the morning.
Hey. No, it wasn't.
No, I forgot. We did have Garbage Pail Kid of Cestray Lewis. Right. We had Garbage Pail Kid of Cestray Lewis, which is kind of, that's been touching the sun. So,
right. Don't you dare say that was the best line of the day. All right, we got a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Dow up 1,600 points yesterday. The futures up 900 points. We'll find out in a couple minutes. Someone knows something.
That would be nice. That would be very, very nice.
Good news is always needed. Always.
Well, we mentioned that a lot of this probably stems on the fact that New York, the city that seems to be hit hardest in all this, finally went kind of flat when it comes to, unfortunately, the number of cases and the number of deaths for the first time. I think it's 2 days in a row now, which many people speculate this is the beginning of the curve finally being flattened. And since they were the first, you have to think that I know that here in Massachusetts, they're speculating that we're supposed to hit the peak sometime the middle of next week. So it's going to be a little longer for us. And then there's places like Florida where it's raging now.
Well, they
wonder why.
They were idiots. But the coastal cities got it first, and it will end first. And here is what they've been saying forever. But Florida, they behaved like idiots. I mean, in Tennessee, I don't think there's still a stay in place. Now there is in Knoxville, but the guy who's the mayor of the county is the Nash guy who wrestles for WWE, his brother.
Oh, Kevin Nash?
Kevin Nash's brother.
Oh, really?
It actually might be Kevin Nash who's the mayor, who actually was the only guy in Tennessee that said, hey, idiots, we got to shut down these businesses so we can open them up. So, you know what I'm saying? So we can open them up again, which is infuriating, because the thing that I'm very bullish on this ending sooner than later, but it's infuriating that people, we stay inside and we social distance, But then there's places like Florida, Florida in particular, where they're going to come back to here. Like, why don't you have to do it?
No, like, I mean, that's like, the way it should
like,
be.
Like, it's because these people are idiots, I know.
Yeah, I know. It's these people are idiots because they make this last longer for everybody.
Dow up 900.
There you go.
Good, good, good. Out of all of this, it's weird. I've been fixated, and I guess it's a healthy thing to do, is if you think of all the things that you're missing and the stuff that you're not doing, because it's getting to that point. Because at first it's like, all right, we're hunkered down, and, you know, we got to get used to this. But now you're at the point where you're like, man, I really miss certain things. And for some weird reason, I'm fixated on just one specific food that I can't get because they don't deliver to where I'm hunkered down from. But I don't know what it is, but I would kill for a Shake Shack burger. Like, I don't even eat, like, a ton of them regularly. But all I want is – I think it's because I saw, like, online someone advertising that Shake Shack does these kits or something like that. All I want is a Shake freaking Shack burger. That's all I want. So when this is all done, I want to be able to obviously go to, like, a sporting event, but that's not going to happen for a long time. So in the meantime, I'll just settle for a Shake Shack burger. That's it. That's all I want.
Fred's got one right up the street from him.
Well, we have, like everything from Detroit coming in. We have Buddy's Pizza. We have,
American Coney Island.
Oh, yeah, we ordered it. Like, and so it comes, like, you know,
awesome.
Yeah. So my wife, who's been tremendous during all of this, has ordered all these things from Detroit that we will
enjoy.
Well,
that's awesome. That's like, I'm almost like a dog when, you know, a mailman comes walking by. Whenever there's a delivery at the front door, I'm like, oh, God, yes, something from the outside world that has been brought towards me that I can enjoy. And I tried to do what you did. I tried to order stuff from, like, some, like, my favorite restaurants that I would be able to, like, you know, make, or, you know, maybe something that's not like a cooked meal, like places like Flower, which have, like, unbelievable, like, cookies and brownies. I tried to order that. I can't. There's other places like that. I got a bunch of top shelf cookies, so I was able to hook myself up that way. But it's the food. That's the normalcy that I want back, is I want weird food that I can't get delivered to me right now.
Yeah.
Out of all the things, that's the thing I miss the most out of all this.
Well, it's funny because I never eat fried chicken, but for some reason I wanted Popeyes, and Uber Eats used to deliver Popeyes here, but now it's too far away.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That was very disappointing. But we've ordered food almost every single day. So, I mean, we're not about to start cooking. We're incapable of doing that.
See, that's all we've been doing is cooking, and it's been good. It's been
your
fine.
Your kids will eat it.
Oh yeah, I mean, we don't eat out a ton during the week.
No,
like,
no, no.
During the weekend, we eat a ton.
But that's not it. Well, they'll all eat the same thing.
Yeah. And it wasn't easy to get it to
Jesus
be that way.
Christ.
It took work. It took work.
I don't.
But I mean,
not working for us.
I mean, you have to make tweaks, of course. There's certain things that some of them won't eat, but you tweak it.
They'll both eat sushi, which I find very interesting, but they won't eat, like they won't eat spaghetti, but they'll eat ziti. Like, it's like, it's so stupid.
Same ingredients, different pasta form.
Exactly. And then you get, like, is it even worth having this argument? do I really want to spend the next hour, you know, threatening to take things away that will make my life easier? So, like, taking away from my son, taking away Fortnite is a double-edged sword, because he knows damn well it's coming back. Because anything to get him away for an hour everything is like this open garbage threat that he knows damn well that we're not going to have him not do Fortnite.
Oh, I meant to tell you, you remember how Kendrick Perkins got his son, apparently, according to Perkins, charged $16,000 to his credit card because of Fortnite?
Right.
Which that seems like it would be a ridiculously long, like, I mean, it would take forever to charge that much. I mean, I know you can make it. I do have a friend, however, whose card was shut down because of, they thought it was, like, fraudulent activity because his kid had charged, I think it was $1,700 on
Jesus
Fortnite.
Christ.
Yep. So this is a thing, man. Like this is a thing that a lot of people are dealing with. And good on the credit card companies for like seeing, okay, if they continue to get these charges. And I guess he went on like a little bit of a spree. Like the $1,700 was charged within like a two week period. Jeez. So he just kept buying things. Like just I'll get that. So I mean, so they had to, and now they're in like they're trying to like fight the charges and get their money back because they say that they didn't grant permission, but there's a setting that they didn't. Do you have to specifically say yes, or do you have to turn off a setting, Fred, when you set that up?
I don't know. My son thinks we're going poor if we like eat out, so he would never do that. So I'm not really.
That is an awesome thing to instill in a child.
No,
I think it's a great thing to instill in a child.
It's not uncommon. So no, he would never in a million years do it. So I don't know. Like if he puts $20 on it, he'll give me $20. Mm. Like if he got money from like you know his birthday or something, he'll give me the $20. So I don't have that problem. I have a lot of problems, but I don't have that problem. There's not a problem with them going nuts with money. So, no, I mean, it would be, let's put it this way, Rich. There would be a huge situation in the house if there was $1,600 taken up by Fortnite. I would not challenge the charges. I would rip the thing out of the wall and throw it out the window if there were $1,600 of charges, and I'm not joking. I've done it before. There was a time where Gambino, the coach of Boston College, was like, hey, you guys, like, come. We're going to go to Fenway, and Milo can take batting practice and this and that. And Milo said no because he wanted to play Fortnite, and I ripped it out of the wall. So, like damaged the wall because I ripped it out so fast. So, no. There'll be none of that. By the way, breaking news, stock surge on for second day amid apparent slowdown in new virus cases. Dow jumps 800 points. So,
great.
Want to give good news to the people. And it's not because of the stock market. I'm not doing it because of stocks. I'm doing it so people can get back to work. And that's what I'm hoping for. And I think that the market knows that people might be getting back to work sooner than later. All right, Rich, we have the stat coming up. What we talk about?
Oh, there is going to be a sequel to something that has been wildly popular over the last couple of weeks. On top of that, what Hollywood superstar apparently keeps framed pictures of himself around his house?
All right. We will find out all this information in just a moment.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
985 The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. The stack is sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale, no down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Go to windownation.com. Rich, what do we got?
Well, I think all three of us have done it, including Dan O'Brien. I believe Mike Lockhart in the other room might have as well. But we've all had that stressful moment where you got to go to the grocery store and get your stuff in the middle of a pandemic. It's already stressful enough. It's not easy. Stores are doing the best that they can, and the employees are essentially risking their lives in many cases to give you the food that you need. So let's go to Leicester, Massachusetts. Fred, I'll give you $20 if you could tell me where Leicester is.
You have won $20.
It's just west of Worcester. And after being told of a limit on the number of Lysol cans this woman could purchase, a customer at Walmart sprayed a worker in the eyes with the disinfectant, according to the Massachusetts police, who are right now seeking the public's help in identifying this woman who did it. The picture's going around now. It occurred at a Walmart supercenter in Leicester. And in a bid to get the woman, police released this picture that where she's walking around. She apparently left in an Uber after she was somehow able to complete her purchase. She's not fat. She's fairly thin. But what's great about this, the saints that worked at this Walmart, is that she goes in, apparently sprays somebody in the eyes, and to get her out of there, they actually finish her transaction and she leaves.
Well, you've seen the footage of people like spitting on people and just getting knocked out So I'm surprised this woman. I guess as a man you wouldn't hit her, but I'm surprised another woman didn't come up and say, "Here we go."
It was so bad.
Maybe getting sprayed in the eyes with Lysol is okay because you're being disinfected.
Well, I don't think your eyeballs need that in there. I don't think that. I mean,
well, we don't know that. Science is still figuring that out, Rich.
Well, EMS has had to show up and actually help out this person who got sprayed in the eyes. So, I mean, the last people on earth that you need to be disrespecting or being an a-hole to are these people at the grocery stores right now.
When was the last time that you were ever disrespectful to someone at a grocery store?
Never.
Never. It never occurred to me. God. What are you going to be pissed about? You sit there and they ring you up. There's nothing to be pissed about. There's nothing in a grocery store to be pissed about. If they don't have something, you think that like the guy like walking around is in charge of it? Give them a break. There's so much that people think that low-level employees have control over. That's just insanity. Like, if you think that, like, oh, they're working at a register, so they obviously, like, you know, after work, you know, talk to all the companies and control the shipments. Come on. You're better than that.
Well, I mean, are you saying nothing bad can happen at a grocery store, Fred?
If you're at a grocery store and the guy right next to you in line is pointing at you and yelling at you, are you going to go get security or are you going to do something right there?
No, I'm going to leave, stupid.
Start a brawl in the grocery store.
I'm going to leave. I have children, you idiot. So, but people are under this assumption that if you work somewhere that ultimately you're the president of the company, if you work at the Gap, that you somehow are, making the clothes and wheeling and dealing around France. People are such idiots. And I'll tell you why they do it. As someone who worked in the service industry for many years, as have you, they do it because it's the one place that they feel powerful. It's the one place where they feel like they can get, because wherever they work, whatever they do, they're talked down to and treated like crap. So what they do is they go to these places and they take it out on people. And I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
My mother-in-law is a horrible piece of garbage, and I've seen her do it. And it's like, like, what do you want them to do?
It says something about your character, too. Well, it's like people who don't tip well. You know, it's like it says something about your character.
But it's funny. Well, by the way, Douglas, the GM for the Jets, has been tipping 100% on everything. $100 on everything. So, you know, go Jets. But it's like amazing. Like when I worked at a restaurant, I told you the story before, and the guy wanted pasta, which tells you how times have changed. He had a heart problem and he wanted pasta with no oil. And then he thought someone was in the kitchen, like going, ay, 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 I'm making the pasta. Like, I can't make that happen. The pasta is in bags that are in a refrigerator.
Right. This serves the TGI Fridays.
Right. That are then put on a plate. Like, I can't make that happen for you. And then, of course, yelling and screaming. Yep. And then I told, and then, you know, no tip. And people are so idiotic about what they think that employees can do. It's fascinating, and I know a bunch of people that have been in supermarkets and seen people yelling. Oh, so my wife was in a supermarket, and there was a woman with a mask, and then there was a guy, and they were far apart. They were like 8 feet apart, and the woman goes, "You're too close to me," and he goes, "I think we're 8 feet apart. Like, we're over 6 feet apart. I don't know what you're talking about." She goes, "You're too close to me." And he goes, "Well, what do you want me to do? I mean, I want what's here." And she goes, "Well, I'm a nurse," which my wife doesn't think that she was a nurse. And and she just starts screaming at him. And you're saying, I'm here with. What are you? I'm not rubbing up against you. I'm 8 feet away from you.
Everyone just needs to calm the hell down. That's the only thing. Just take a breath.
Calm down. Stop bothering everyone with your crap.
Mm-hmm.
Just relax.
Don't spray people in the eyes with Lysol.
Don't spit on people. Don't sneeze on people. Keep your hands clean. Just relax.
All right, some quick news because this is pretty interesting. So everyone's watched The Tiger King. Everyone's been into it. And when I originally found out that there was going to be a sequel to The Tiger King, I thought, well, what more do we need to know about these guys? However, it seems like it's a different channel that's going to be doing it, Discovery Channel, and they are going to make a sequel about the one thing that we all want to know the answer to, and that is what happened to Carol Baskin's missing husband.
The entire
thing is an investigation where he went, interviewing all parties involved. They're actually going to have private investigators look at material. I mean, you're
going to
find out that something's
going to jail. She's going to jail.
Yep. So that is the number one thing anyone wants to know, and Discovery Channel was brilliant. They said, well, we want to be along for the ride and film everything about this. So the case has been opened back up by the actual sheriff's department down in that whatever town that she lives in there in Florida. And so here we go. Get ready. You're going to get new information. People are going to start talking. This stuff spitballs, and I am here for that sequel. That I will watch. So that's going to be on, well, I guess as soon as they're finished filming it, but they are filming it right now for the Discovery Channel. Excellent stuff. On top of that, I mentioned a guy who apparently has pictures of himself all over his house. This was a story that was broken by Page Six, and now Jake Gyllenhaal is denying that that ever happened. So apparently this report ended up surfacing saying that framed photos are all throughout his home, and he has responded by saying it's an absolutely nonsensical story. He said, oh God, what do you want to know about a nonsensical story? So what I think happened is, because I can safely say here that I don't have any framed photographs of myself in my apartment, is that I have a production office, and at the production office we have posters of my movies.
Yeah.
So that's what he's pointing at.
And you know what? I'm being told in my headphones that Zolak has frame posters of himself.
If he's playing, that's
live
different.
Shots of the midday show, he's sitting in front of four pictures of himself.
Really?
Yes.
It's not different.
You haven't noticed this?
I don't mind if it's like, it wasn't like a memorable moment. Like, was it like,
what do you think? I'm watching the midday show on TV.
If you need a left, just flip on the set for 2 seconds.
I can't even masturbate.
It's a framed photo of four action pictures of him in a Patriots uniform.
I don't know if I mind that as much. Just because it's like him with movie posters, that's fine.
Let him do what he wants.
If he's got like an Olin Mills framed photo of himself, you know, with his fist on his chin, we got issues. Like, that's different. I mean, you know, like, but if it's him like playing, I get that. Like, that I understand.
Or if he's a centaur,
if he's half Zolak, half centaur, and it's over his bed, then I'm cool with that too.
Fair enough.
By the way, there is a text at the Toucher and Rich account that says, "Tell Fred I work in the golf industry, and I can't tell how many times I've heard, well, you work here."
Oh, you mean like, hey, solve this problem? Well, you work here. You should know this. Like, you know, I see what he's talking about, like, condescending. Like, can you get me a tea time? And you're like a ball boy or something like that, or you're, you know, the cart guy. It's like, no, I can't. Well, you work here. You should be able to do that. I'm assuming that's what he means.
Okay. The only people I'm friends with at the club are the bartenders.
I'm not saying he knows you. No, he's not saying he knows you. He's saying he works there, and people say, well, you work here.
Oh.
No, it's not about you. He's saying you is in
well,
people
Rich,
saying that to him.
Rich, it's all about me. Everything is. Everything is. Well, now the best part of my day is over. So we'll be on our way. And you can see Zolak and Bertrand. And you can see Zolak with a bunch of pictures, apparently, behind him of himself. All right, the guys, be safe. I think that things are going in the right direction.
Enjoy the cannons, Fred, today on the Peloton?
Yes.
I don't know if I'll do the Peloton today.
Okay.
I think today's a drinking day. But we'll figure things out as it goes on. Well, everyone have a great day. That'll do it for us. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.